Welcome to the Catholic Cafe, where Catholic truth is served fresh daily. We've made you a reservation in the luxurious corner booth, so come on in and see what's on the menu today. Now, here's your host, Deacon Jeff Drzemski.
Greetings and welcome to the Catholic Cafe. I'm Deacon Jeff, sitting in the luxurious corner booth of the Catholic Cafe. I've got Venerable Tom Doering
here. Hello.
And I'm so glad you're here, Venerable Tom. This is going to be our
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having me.
Right? We don't have Ziggy today.
It's a sad day. He's actually going to be really disappointed he wasn't on this show.
He is.
This is his kind of show.
If he listens to this show...
He's going to be, dang,
no,
I should have been on that.
If he listens to it, he's going to get a little upset because I purposely don't want him on the show today. And I'll tell you why. You know how much I love him. But today, it's like, you know, one of the things I love about Ziggy...
Nothing says Merry Christmas like, I don't want you here. Merry Christmas, Ziggy.
But he is our source for, like... Like esoteric, Catholic, you know, history, all the saints and whatever.
Totally.
And he's our go-to guy.
Totally.
Like, he's going to start quoting St. John of the Cross said. It's like, really? You know, and so he knows all these things that I don't know. And that is awesome. So he's a great source. Today we're going to talk about Christmas movies.
Okay.
Right? And so you and I love Christmas movies. We kind of do this every year where we talk to each other about, like, hey, man, did you see this flick? This is a great, great flick, you know? And we'll talk about it, whatever. You know, I think Ziggy, you know, if he was in this conversation, he would have some like, Christmassy movie that was, like, some kind of independent film from Bulgaria about some weird Bulgarian saint. You know, and having some vision on Christmas.
You know, they're out there, too.
Oh, so it's like, hey, man, seriously, we're talking about, like, Home Alone, and you're bringing up this, like, Uber stuff. You just super, yeah, like way deep. So that's why he's not on the show today.
Okay. That's fair.
But in all honesty, we want him to get well soon. He's a little under the weather. So
yep.
We are going to – here's what we're doing. We're doing a show that's basically Christmas movies.
It's a list.
Yeah, so here we are.
We haven't done a list in a while.
No, we have not, but it's not top 10. It's like top 387.
You could go on forever.
Yeah, you can. We're not going to get to all of them, obviously, but we...
Actually, in some of these films, even by themselves, you can go on them forever.
You can. You can get really
Especially
deep.
The two of us.
You're right. You're exactly right. Get a big old bucket of Chex Mix and go to town,
right,
you know? And so even, you know, this is the fourth Sunday of Advent. So for all of you sticklers out there, the Catholic Cafe officially gives you permission to watch Christmas movies now and listen to Christmas music. I mean, because we're like 3 days to Christmas.
No matter what your pastor says.
Yeah, no matter you, what your holy priest of God says, you know, he's wrong.
Pay no attention to him.
Well, except for on the moral stuff, he's really good on that stuff. But seriously, you know, it's okay. I mean, so fourth Sunday of Advent, and then we got Christmas like right on the heels of this, and it's like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You can watch Christmas movies, mm-hmm, right? And so that's just, Christmas movies are near and dear to my heart. Now, and to be fair.
That's what you grew up in, man.
That's right, exactly right. Now, in our list, I was looking at my list, and I was realizing something, that there's not a lot of religious movies in here.
Surprising,
you know?
Isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't. Because, like,
there's some messages in there.
Now, see, that's what I was going to say. There are a lot of really good, positive, moral compass messages.
Yep.
You know, and of course, a lot of them will have this movie that's an hour and a half long, and then, like, there's 3 minutes of it dedicated to, oh, yeah, and then there's Jesus.
Right.
You know, and then so they'll have like a little spiritual message in there. So some of them will try to, or they'll have a church scene or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so there are some that are, you know, very, not necessarily overtly, but they're very spiritual. Now, there's very few on my list that are actually telling the story of Jesus born in Bethlehem.
I agree.
You know, and I was going to like search those out, but I wanted to be honest and say, like, those aren't the ones that, like, that I might, when no one else is in the house, and it's like a month till Christmas, and I'm like, I'm going to watch a Christmas movie, mm-hmm, and I'm not going to tell anybody. You know, I'm just going to do that. those aren't the, you're not watching about the birth of Jesus, you know, O Little Town of Bethlehem. You're not watching that. You're watching some other like movie, because they're on like 24/7 right around in October. Yeah. They start just pummeling us with
Christmas movies. Yeah. I can't do that.
I can't either, because I have to be careful, because one year I went overboard, and I think Hallmark movies, there's 487,933 Hallmark movies.
Have you seen that grid of Hallmark films?
Yes,
where you can interchange different characters.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Because it's
which they're all the same.
Yeah. And I also saw one that was like a meme that was like the covers of all of their movie posters. Or the things that they use, like in their TV guide kind of informational stuff. They all looked exactly the same. Every one of them. And we can also,
if you got a formula and it works, go.
Yeah, okay. But formulas were invented in the old days. A lot of people don't realize it. So a spiritual Christmas movie, a pair of them, that also is a formula. Mm-hmm. I think the original formula is Going My Way and Bells of St. Mary's.
Totally. Yep.
Right? Because that's Bing Crosby.
Was that Capra? Are those Capra films?
No. No. Leo McCary, I think, is his name. Leo
Capra-esque.
McCary. Very Capra-esque, right? Yep. But Going My Way is 1944. Bells of St. Mary's, right on the heels of that, 1945. See, winning formula. Hey, everyone loved Bing doing this.
They're on my list, by the way.
Let's get Bing back in.
Yeah.
For, like, round two, mm-hmm. you know, the sequel to Going My Way. And Going My Way was not explicitly a Christmas movie, mm-hmm. right? Except for that very last scene. And I don't want to spoil it for you knuckleheads who have never seen it. Mm-hmm. But the very last scene where he's reunited with his mother, right? She comes back from Ireland. And they're playing Silent Night. It's like Christmas Eve. It's a, you know, it's a very
it's a
beautiful.
Sweet finish.
And then she kind of comes walking in. And Bess always, hi, Bess. Bess always says, oh, it makes me cry. When she comes walking in, she's like a little old lady.
It's true. You know?
She's like 130 years old or something.
It's totally true.
And she comes in from Ireland. And it's quite, and that's where the song Tooraloo-a-Loorl is, you know?
Yeah.
But it ends on a Christmas note. And then Bells of St. Mary's is another movie that's like, it's got Christmassy tones and flavors.
Tons.
In it. And that's Ingrid Bergman. And that's another awesome flick. Those are, I know they're on your list, because that's got to be.
They're on my list. I want to see if I can give you one that's not on your list.
Okay.
The Three Godfathers.
I don't have that.
Oh, bam!
Is that a good...
How like, about me?
What is that?
John Wayne, man. The three guys that discover the pioneer family that's traveling through. They're all these three thieves. They discover this woman who's having a baby. She has the baby. They become three godfathers. She names them the three godfathers. And then they struggle to get this kid to safety.
Now, this is at Christmas time?
And they die on the way. Two of them die on the way.
But is this Christmas?
It's got a Christmas theme in it. Yes. Watch it.
Oh, okay.
Gotta watch it.
But is this Christmas like Die Hard?
There's some
Christmas...
No, not at all. No, it really does have some themes in there that you're
gonna
like.
I just saw a meme, you know.
I don't think Die Hard counts as a Christmas film. It says it does, but
just opened a can of worms right there, because there are people that's like.
See, I mean, debate all that kind of stuff.
My wife
thinks Die Hard, Cindy, she thinks that Die Hard is a Christmas
film. Here's what I think.
I don't.
Here's what I think about Die Hard. Okay, like, first of all, I saw a meme that Bruce Willis says, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. He's, you know, they filmed him doing that a long time ago. But here's what I think about Die Hard and Christmas. Die Hard is a movie that is an action flick that takes place at Christmas. And so some people think, well, is that a Christmas movie? It's got a lot of Christmas stuff in it. But I happen to only watch it around Christmas time. So that's just me. I don't typically watch that movie outside of the Christmas season.
Yeah.
So does that make it a Christmas movie? I don't know. And actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's fun. It's
y'all
fun to argue
about.
It's fun to argue about. But go see The Three Godfathers.
All right. I'm going to throw it
My down. Job is done. I stumped you. I cannot believe
Godfathers.
It. I thought for sure you'd have
But
that.
You know all the John Wayne flicks.
That's my guy.
Right?
That's now, my guy.
So now, have you seen the movie Klaus?
I have. I'm not a big fan of that film.
Oh, man.
It pops up on a lot of lists out there.
You went down on my list of appreciation. You went down like a whole rung on the ladder of life.
Yeah, you can tell that means a lot to me.
But no, that movie, it came out in 2019, and I was not going to watch it.
Okay.
First of all,
I'll put Klaus on my list. You got The Three Godfathers.
It's a weird animation style.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of
edgy.
Yeah, except I came in one day and the kids were watching it. And my daughter, Mary and Emma, I think they were watching it. Mm-hmm. And both of them were crying. And I'm like, what are you crying about? What is going on?
Speaking of Godfathers, one of those. I'm a Godfather for one of those.
For one of what? Yes, you are.
Your kids?
Yes, yeah. Of course you are for yeah. Emma.
Hello, Emma.
So it's like, and then there was, it's Klaus. Like, you're watching this, we're watching Klaus. I said, what? It's a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an animated thing. I'm sure it came from Yugoslavia or something, right. You know, Norway or, because in fact, it's set in a remote Norway town. So all that said, it's got some famous voices. It's got J.K. Simmons, Norm Macdonald, which I didn't know he was in that before mm-hmm. he passed away, Joan Cusack, and but it's about like this postman mm-hmm. who's like a privileged son of whatever, and he has to like do these letters in this little reclusive, and he befriends this old woodsman who also happens to be a Santa Claus figure,
mm-hmm.
but it's very emotional. Okay, you got to let yourself go and just
I'll go
sit
watch
it. But you got to dim the lights.
Do I need like a hottie toddy?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that, or you just Chex Mix is always good.
Okay,
but
maybe
you know,
both.
But that's one that I really like that movie.
Okay,
and it's a very emotional movie. I like some emotional movies.
Okay,
because like It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh my gosh! You know what's funny is the older I get, the more emotional I get, and it's funny because new scenes will pop up that I get emotional to. New in emotions, if that makes any
There's
sense.
There's some serious depth to that.
This I know.
This is one of the greatest movies. In fact, it's been honored by, the American Film Institute and all these people. And it's in the top 100 of this, the top 10 of this. It's the number one Americana movie. I think it's AFI, one of them. And it's the number one of all movies of all time.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, and it really is well made. Frank Capra flick. It's 1946. One of the cool things about that is Frank Capra started his own movie company called Liberty Films. That's who made that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Started his own movie studio. They are one and done. They went bankrupt after that movie because nobody watched it. Nobody wanted to see
really?
That movie. No one was like, it was not popular.
That's some trivia right there.
And then it fell out of copyright. Some knucklehead was supposed to go down to the copyright office in 1974 mm-hmm. to renew the copyright for that movie. Because mm-hmm. you got to periodically go and pay your $150, whatever it is, and renew the copyright so you own it. It fell out of copyright. So then in 1974, it went on to every single, it was basically free. Free use, anybody could use it. So it was broadcast night and day all over the map on every station, every channel. They would throw it up there forever. And it became this, like, one of the most popular Christmas movies of all times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that movie.
Oh, that's a great,
you know,
a great
Lionel
film.
Barrymore, Donna Reed, of course, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Travers as Clarence the Angel.
Oh, yeah.
That's just some really seriously
good. Ward Bond is in it. Ward Bond is also in The Three Godfathers.
See, there you go. There's a lot of interplay because Henry Travers is also in Bells of St. Mary's.
I'm pretty sure that's where Bert and Ernie come from, too.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie come from It's a Wonderful Life, the cop and the...
Birch the cop.
Yeah, yeah. I that's some good stuff. Now, what do you think about the various Christmas carols? Because there's like that is like the most.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the year. I can't remember the year that I like. I know you like the 30s one. I think the one I like is in the 40s. I like the 40s variety. I'm a 40. To me, films
so I think
that were
probably,
done in the 40s.
Are you talking about the one with Alastair Sim, the British version?
No.
Because that's 1951. There's a 40s version?
Okay, I could be wrong. It could be the 50s.
Because 1951 is Alastair Sim. It's black and white.
Yep.
And it's one that's from the BBC or it's a British made.
That's probably it.
Film, and that's a good one. There's also actually a pretty good version that Sir Patrick Stewart is in. You know, Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a TBS, made for TBS. It's actually kind of a nice one.
Is he
one.
Scrooge?
Yeah. He does actually a really good job.
He does.
It. Yeah, and so I like watching that one. I also, I love the 38 version mm-hmm. because that's the one that's got Reginald Owen and Gene Lockhart. And also his wife plays, So Bob Cratchit is Gene Lockhart. His wife is Kathleen Lockhart. And their daughter is also in that movie as one of Cratchit's kids. And that's June Lockhart, who is from the Lost in Space fame.
Okay.
Right? She's mom in Lost in Space. So...
A lot of connections.
Yeah, so there's some cool stuff there. But Bess and I, that's our traditional, like, when we're doing our things on Christmas Eve, kind of staying up late on Christmas Eve, that's what we watch.
Okay.
We watch that movie. It's just become a tradition. And it's only like an hour long.
Do you have like a family film that the whole family has to watch and you hear giggles and laughs here and there from different kids?
I think it's become Elf.
That's us.
Yeah, is
that's
that you us. Guys?
Yeah.
We used to
like watch Elf on Thanksgiving Day just to start the Christmas season, which technically I guess you're not supposed to, but that's what we did, and it was fun just to listen to the kids laugh at different things.
No, and you know what? That thing is probably one of the most quotable films, and also it's generated this whole all this merch. You know it's a popular movie when there's like Elf merch.
Right.
I mean, there's people who literally wear Elf costumes.
Right.
I mean, they're selling Elf costumes.
I could see you in that.
No, you can't. Actually, you cannot see me because I've never put one on, and I will not put one on.
Maybe I should say I would pay to see that.
But you're right. It is a good family flick, and there's just some, like, just classic scenes in there.
Oh, yeah, there are.
That are just hilarious. Now, there's some adulty kind of themes in there. But
there are.
But in all honesty, it's really, really, I'm not a huge Will Ferrell or Ferrell fan. I mean, in terms of like some of his movies are quite vulgar, but I love him in his innocent portrayal,
right,
of Buddy the Elf.
He nails it.
I know he really does, and I also love Bob Newhart in that movie.
Oh, he's perfect. He's totally Bob.
Yeah, he's James Caan, who you don't think of, as being in a Christmas movie, but
he's a good
does
dad.
A good job. Yeah, Zoe Deschanel, Mary Steenburgen, Ed Asner as Santa.
Man, you got good notes there, dude.
Well, I was starting to write down, and I wanted to look up and see.
I thought
see,
my list was good. Your list is amazing.
No, we got the same things on the list, though.
I mean, a lot of the same things. I did nail you with one, though, that you didn't
you
have.
Did.
I'm so
keep bringing that up.
You have no
keep
idea how impressed I am with myself.
All right, so what about like some more modern-y kinds of movies? Like when I say modern, I mean more in recent years, like the last 10 years.
We're going to date ourselves. Polar Express, I've got on my modern list.
Okay, I can't stand it.
Really?
I cannot stand it.
Why? Is it just the
same reason I don't
style
like
style of film?
I don't like the Jim Carrey Disney Christmas Carol animation.
Oh, you don't like that? Yeah.
So that animation that's supposed to be realistic.
I love that.
Except there's like when they stand there, they kind of like look like bots. They kind of
they
look
do.
Like robots.
I know. But
it's creepy. It's creepy to me.
You think that's creepier than stop action?
No, stop action is a whole different genre. That's not even
you pretty
can't
close.
Compare those. No.
Pretty close. You can't. Okay.
I'm going to say no.
I'm talking
as
to
the
expert.
Host.
I'm arguing actually with an expert right now.
No.
Guy that studied film. Yeah. So the man who invented Christmas.
Yeah. That see, Bess and I went to that. It was a total surprise.
Love that film.
It's a really the only problem I have with that film is the title. Because the man who invented Christmas is Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
totally,
be honest.
Totally.
But and he's the God man.
Right.
But I know that's not what this movie's about. It's
no.
But it's about the beginnings of so many traditions, but also the beginning of this slew of Christmas carols.
Correct.
That are out there. And so that's what that movie's about. And it's actually quite entertaining in the neat thing about that. It's got... Dan Stevens, he's from Downton Abbey. I don't know if you ever watched that show, but he was
no,
in that.
But Cindy and Caroline, Sweet Caroline,
yeah,
they are huge fans of that.
Yeah, well, they would know him from Downton Abbey, but it's really, I think it's a great movie, and it's about the creative process, and also you don't realize that like a lot of the Christmas traditions didn't happen back in the 1800s. They didn't really do some of this stuff.
It was,
and now they do.
The traditions back then were pretty ugly. From what I've read,
and sparse.
Yeah.
Right. And so basically, it's like, hey, it's Christmas Eve. What should we do for Christmas? You know,
right.
It's like it wasn't a lot of preparation. And now you've got this a Christmas Carol. It's neat how it ties in where the inspirations came from. Now, I don't know how accurate it is, but I do know that like it shows. It shows Charles Dickens, the story of Charles Dickens and his what's going on in his personal life, but then also it shows like where he got his inspiration for all these all these characters.
It is cool to see.
It's a little behind the scenes. Now, speaking of Christmas carols, there is one Christmas carol I got to mention.
Okay.
And that is the Muppet Christmas Carol.
You know what? I've never seen that.
You got to watch it.
That's what my kids
got to watch that.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it just loses my attention.
See,
now,
the Muppets
Treasure Island?
Yeah.
But, I'll watch that all day long.
But the Muppet Christmas Carol, now here's a little known fact about the Muppet Christmas Carol. First of all, it's got Michael Caine in it as Scrooge. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all the Muppets. It is actually the most accurate rendition of Dickens for a Christmas Carol. They use more actual quotes than any other A Christmas Carol movie.
Wow.
Which is kind of a unique little fact. So it's the most accurate, but I don't think the characters are accurate. I don't think there's likely any talking rats, you know, in Dickens' book. But by the way, Dickens' book, I went and there's like books on tape or not on tape, but books on audio on demand, whatever. You can actually get versions of that. And I listened to it for the first time because I've not read it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many movies, I know the story. And it was actually quite good.
Okay.
I highly recommend that. To get like one of those like audio versions that's where it's narrated, and if they're just basically reading the
You've sold
story.
Me on two films today.
Yeah, Muppet Christmas
Klaus
Carol and Klaus.
And Muppet Christmas. Hey, Cindy asked me to put this one in.
All right.
It's a rom-com. It's While You Were Sleeping.
I love that movie.
Now, a great flick.
But I don't put that at Christmas. It is got Christmas in it. For some reason, I link that to New Year's.
Do you really?
I watched that in the time between Christmas and New Year's. I'm not saying it's not a Christmas movie.
I thought there was a massive scene in there.
There is. They're at Christmas, and it's where she kind of falls in love with that family.
Yeah.
And that's a really good movie.
It really is a really good
movie. In terms
film.
Of rom-com, it's like it's a seriously good rom-com
it
movie.
It is.
Sandra Bullock plays in that thing, and I really like that. It's just really, really
It's a good
simple.
Story.
It's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I love the emotional stuff. I love the positive emotional stuff.
Yep.
It doesn't get real dark and real bizarre. There's a few adult themes, like the her neighbor that has a fascination for her.
Right.
Just, you know, it's a little, there's some questionable pieces to that.
Yeah.
But the whole story, the love story, is actually quite nice.
It is.
Now, I'm going to go.
Good call, Cindy.
Very good. A-plus for Cindy. I'm going to go back like one of the older rom-coms.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is old. This is 1945.
Okay.
And it's Barbara Stanwyck, Dennis Morgan, Sidney Greenstreet,
Christmas in Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's on my list.
I just watched that.
That's a good film.
I just watched that with Bess the other night, and we really enjoyed it. What I love about Bess, hi Bess again, what I love about her is I go to a movie, and she is like the expert at what should not be in that movie and that is not realistic, especially when it comes to babies. And so this movie was made for her because they actually switch out the baby.
Really?
Yeah, in that movie. That movie is about them going like, they're taking this baby so that she... So Christmas in Connecticut, as you recall, is about Barbara Stanwyck, who's an author, like an author, you know, who's all about home and hearth and home and all the beautiful, right, you know? But she's not really that person. She just writes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't really have that. She lives in New York or whatever. She's a very, very popular author, like cook and whatever. And some war hero wants home cooking for Christmas and whatever. And so the editor of the paper or magazine believes that she actually is that person because she says she is.
Mm-hmm.
And says, this is going to be a great story. We're going to have this war hero come to your house. And he's like, you know, so there's like this whole sort of comedic thing of trying to put a home together,
right,
like a farmhouse with a home-cooked meal, and she's got a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and this baby turns out to be a neighbor's baby that they're babysitting. But then that lady takes her baby and another baby. So then the baby changes hair color, age, and sex. Right? It's just, so those are all the elements of a rom-com. And of course, it's romantic because Barbara Stanwyck ends up falling in love with the war hero. So it's that's another great Christmas. I don't watch it all the time, but I do.
Yeah.
I do watch it.
I'll
what else you got on your list?
Hey, since you're talking about that era, I would put Miracle on 34th Street. That's a great one.
The original.
Oh yeah,
right.
Natalie Wood.
Yeah, that is a classic. Edmund Gwynn as Santa Claus.
Do you have it happened on Fifth Avenue?
I remember that movie. What was that one about?
It's a good film. It's about this guy.
Is that Fred Astaire?
No. It's a bunch of character actors. I can't remember.
Fred Astaire is the man in the Santa Claus suit. That's actually a good flick, but I don't remember. I have not seen it since I saw it. It was a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
So the Miracle on Fifth...
I've got to go watch that. It's about this old guy. He's basically a homeless dude that goes and finds this family that lives in this unbelievably nice house, mansion, right at Central Park. And while they're on vacation for like 2 or 3 months, he goes and lives in the house. And then the next thing you know, you get a bunch of waterfalls.
I have seen that. It's an old flick. It's really good. And he's like homeless guys, right?
It is, yeah.
And they move in.
Yeah.
And then
they take over.
They live high on the hog.
Right.
And then the guy that owns it comes home.
Right.
But then he's like, it's actually a really cute movie as well.
It's cute.
That's wonderful. We're not going to get done. No. I mean, there's so many other ones. A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Has a great message.
Arthur Christmas. It's a British animated film.
You have that on your list?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Oh my god,
I love it. It's got a lot of good humor. It keeps me the Santa Claus, Disney's Santa Claus with Tim
Allen.
That's a good one. Jingle All the Way. That's another one.
Not a fan. That's a Sam flick.
Okay, whatever. I had to do it because Sam's not here. But now here's one don't watch. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, 1964. It's at 1 hour and 21 minutes of garbage.
That and Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland. Do not watch.
Do not watch those two films.
You were going to make everybody
watch
them. You
will thank us. And if you do watch them,
you're on your own.
You're going to go, man, I should have listened to those guys.
For people who don't believe in purgatory, those movies, those movies are purgational, right? They will definitely clear out some really sins in your life. Man, this was so much fun. Y'all are allowed to watch Christmas movies now. It's official. Start watching them. You got 3 days to Christmas. Start watching these movies. And just remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Nicholas of Myra, pray for us.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Cafe. If you'd like to contact Deacon Jeff, send him an email at deaconjeff@thecatholiccafe.com. Visit us on the web at thecatholiccafe.com. You can also find us on iTunes or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The Catholic Cafe is brought to you by the Order of Malta Federal Association. Join us again at The Catholic Cafe, serving up salvation one cup of coffee at a time.